This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to cover. I think this hour, yesterday I had on Frank Mendoza from Monica's in the North End, and it really resonated with a lot of people. A lot of people were messaging me saying that they were very moved by his interview. And so I'm opening up the lines now because I do want to keep talking about the latest that's happening in Boston, these vaccine passports. Our number is 844-500-4242 because this Omicron variant is really wreaking havoc as far as the media is concerned, the panic they're pushing. It feels like we're right back at the start of this thing. A lot of things are being canceled. I know the New Year's Eve party in New York City is being scaled back, whatever that means. SNL is off the air. Tell the five people that watch SNL that it's going to be okay. We will find them some other programming to fill in that time spot. And here in Boston, I was supposed to go to the Bruins game Thursday. That's been postponed.
Yeah, the entire NHL is shut down until Christmas now.
Yeah. So, and you know, it's, again, these are all things that we say, it's just a hockey game, it's just a New Year's Eve party, but you start taking that stuff away one by one, and life is getting very bleak for people yet again. So in Boston, they've decided to have these vaccine mandates, but I'm glad you brought up the NHL, Jared, because according to the Post-Millennial, Boston's vaccine mandate will not apply to professional athletes. Boston's COVID vaccine mandate for indoor venues set to go into effect on January 15, 2022, again, because this is all so urgent that we can wait a couple weeks, will not include professional athletes. The wording of the vaccine mandate allows for a professional athlete slash sports team who enters a covered premises as part of their regular employment for purposes of competing to not be vaccinated. It will apply to both residents and visiting athletes. According to the Boston Globe right now, people 12 years and older need to show either a recent negative COVID-19 test or an up-to-date vaccine card in order to gain access to the TD Garden. Now, Biden's handling of this virus, when you really think about it, he walked into office at the perfect time. It was actually pretty amazing how the timing of everything worked out for him. Amazon got on board with distributing the vaccine. The vaccine got approved in record time. It all seemed to take place right as it looked like Biden was going to become president. Makes you wonder if all of these things would have fallen into place had Trump remained as president. But that's neither here nor there. You know, hindsight is 2020. We can't live in the past. So Biden becomes president. And after he shamed Trump for the amount of deaths due to COVID while Trump was president, he's now exceeded that. Furthermore, this Omicron variant is all over the place. People are completely panicked. Cases are rising. And so now he's going to send out 500 million tests to people. Now, it gets even stranger because he put out a statement yesterday where he was basically telling people they have, if you're not vaccinated, unvaccinated, you are looking at a winter of death and sickness. Again, didn't go over well. Like everything Joe Biden does, it was kind of a flop. Turns out that around Christmas time, after 2 years of this BS, people don't want to hear that from the president. The same president who told them he was going to shut down the virus. And you know it's bad when a Democrat governor from Colorado is telling you that you're not hitting the right tone. Let's listen to Governor Jared Polis. This is Cut 10.
And I think it's really important that our leaders, whether they're governors, mayors, local influencers, lead with facts rather than fear. People just don't react well to this ongoing environment of fear for 2 years. Let's lead with the facts. Look, the science-driven information people need to keep themselves safe with the individual freedom and local control that we deserve.
First of all, you sound insane, leading with the facts. do you know how much of a boomer rube you sound like? You are putting, is the governor?
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
This governor, this Democrat, putting that in air quotes because he's not a true Democrat to me, he sounds like a grandma killer. He sounds like he's not following the science. And if you're not following the science, if you're insulting the science, then ipso facto, you are insulting the one, the only, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Sounds like you should be the governor of West Virginia.
Yeah, you should be the governor of West Virginia. Thank you, Jared. Tell Bette Midler I've got a new tweet for her to push out. And I think she should use the same tagline. Poor, illiterate, and strung out.
By the way, Bette, nice way to make fun of the opioid crisis. You hack.
Yeah, she's just out of her mind. Remember when she called Melania Trump an illegal alien? This woman, there's no reasoning with her. She's truly broken from Trump derangement syndrome and probably from not having like a success at the box office in quite some time. But it gets worse. This guy keeps going. This governor keeps making these, I don't even want to call them microaggressions. These are macroaggressions. Cut 11, please.
People who've gotten those three doses in our Colorado data, which is similar to the national data, are 47 times less likely to die than people that are unvaccinated. It essentially negates the risk. Nothing is risk-free in life, Chuck, but you can go about, if you're boosted, you can feel very confident that if you get COVID, it'll be a minor case.
Nope. Nothing is risk-free. Who gave this man the right? I will not feel that all the risks have been eliminated until the entire planet, including animals, have been triple boosted from this virus. So save your talk about nothing in life is risk-free. Cut 12, please.
I'd also say we need to focus on prices, increases in prices and costs that people across the country are facing. People are frustrated. Their Thanksgiving turkey costs 50% more. Gas is $3.80 a gallon. Let's show some relief. In Colorado, it's cutting vehicle registration fees. It's making it free to start a business. We've cut taxes twice. So these kinds of things that show that we're doing what we can to make sure that families can get by and thrive.
This guy sounds like Ron DeSantis. That's who he sounds like. By the way, he's talking about inflation and prices are up. Did he not see that gas was down like 3 cents 2 weeks ago? Did he even mention anything about that? I'm being facetious, obviously. This guy is on the money.
Yeah, this guy, you know, I think we need to use the R word for him. Republican.
Well, it's crazy that just Democrats who aren't hypochondriacs and anxiety-ridden, fear-mongering petty tyrants are now considered boomer rubes. Like, if you dare say that we need to go on with life in a normal way, you might as well be Joe Manchin or worse, Donald Trump. Let's play cut 13.
I wish they'd stop talking about it as a booster, Chuck. It really is a three-dose vaccine, and every piece of data that we're seeing shows that that's the case.
Yeah, there's so many different messages, but it's interesting to see these ones emerge from the party because this is all happening while Kamala Harris is sitting down for interviews and saying this. This is what she had to say about COVID. Notice the shift. When Donald Trump was president, you could blame COVID on one person in particular. Donald J. Trump. This was his fault. He told people to inject bleach into their lungs. He didn't take the proper precautions. He reacted too quickly. He also reacted too slowly. He put in xenophobic travel bans against China. He also didn't put them in fast enough. I mean, he was to blame. There was no doubt about it. And a lot of people during this, people like me, people like Jared, you know, the deplorables, we were saying, we were kind of raising our hands. Does anyone want to look at China? Does anyone want to maybe see if maybe they have something to say or maybe they could be held responsible? But it was like, no. We're not going to blame China. All right. That's racist. We're going to blame Donald Trump.
He has blood on his hands.
Absolutely. Now that Trump's not in office and this administration is so weak on China, They're taking their cues from Xi Jinping. Whatever he wants, they'll do. This is what Kamala Harris has to say. Cut 14.
It is no one's fault that this virus hit our shores or hit the world.
No one's fault.
I got a couple names.
No one's fault. How do you know that? Did you get the report that China won't give us on the origins of this virus? I'm curious to know. By the way, everyone, if you're looking at my shirt right now, Let's Go Brandon could be the new name of the White House
cat. Let's go, Brandon!
And you're wondering where you can get this. You can go to gracecurlyshow.com. The mailroom manager is letting me know as we speak that due to a lot of requests, we have larges are back. We've added mediums. So there's a ton more options for you. It's gracecurlyshow.com. 844-500-4242. Yeah, it's no one's fault. It's no one's fault now. Nothing's anyone's fault. They all knew who to blame before they were in office. You know, they had no problem saying, this is what I would do. What did Elizabeth Warren used to say? I've got a plan for that. I've got a plan for that. And now that they're in charge of everything, it's like, well, you know, things happen. What can you do?
So are we no longer supposed to believe that President Trump was toiling away creating viruses and creating vaccines that didn't work anymore?
And downplaying the panic.
Yes.
You know, he was downplaying the panic. But Kamala Harris is now saying, it's no one's fault. What is that doing?
Mm-hmm.
Just something to think about.
Well, Joe was downplaying the panic. He was just going straight. Actually, he was upplaying the panic, I believe, when he said everybody who's unvaccinated is going to die before Christmas.
Yeah, he's doing something, Jared. I can't really tell you what it is, but he's making moves for sure. That's the thing about Joe, is that you might not always agree with him, but you have to admit, he's bold. Whatever decision he's making is a bold one. Eden Pure has done it again. The three-pack for the Thunderstorm air purifier is back. This is a great device. I'm going to hold it up for the Rumble cam. If you're not watching on Rumble, you should be, because then you can see this device. It's small, it's easy to plug in, and it works like a charm. I use this in my house because, as a lot of people know out there, I'm a terrible cook. I'm working on it. I just got married. I'm trying to do better, but I burn things a lot. And when I do burn things...
Burnt steak is nobody's fault.
You're right. We can't. Who can we blame for that?
It's nobody's fault.
Definitely not my fault. I turn on the Thunderstorm. The smell of burnt steak, burnt cookies, whatever it is that I managed to mess up is totally gone. This is also a great device if you have a basement and like you like to keep things in it and keep it nice and fresh. Jared, I know you have some beautiful comics that you don't want to get all moist and gross.
Yes, I need to take very strict measures to protect them. So I use the Impure Thunderstorm because what it does is it ionizes the air, which gets rid of allergens and gets rid of pollutants and odors. And, you know, you don't want musty smell getting into paper because you can never get rid of it. And a lot of basements are musty. This keeps everything nice and fresh smelling and keeps my collectibles, shall we say, clean and in perfect order.
Yes, and you can get 3 units for under $200 and you'll save $200. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name and put in code word GRACE3. To save $200 on their special 3-pack, that's EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word GRACE3. All orders will be shipped before Christmas. I see you guys on the lines. We'll be right back. We're talking about this vaccine passport mandate in Boston and the Biden administration's all over the place plan on how to deal with Omicron. We'll be right back.
It's all about round-the-clock sex.
Jared, how dare you? Clean it up, sir. This is a family show. 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I was just talking about how the Biden administration is all over the map, but so are their supporters. I mean, there's this woman who's always on CNN, I think her name is Dr. Lena Wen, and she is constantly hyping up how we should be more authoritarian and we should, you know, make people get this. And I remember she was the same woman who said, you know, enough of the carrot and the stick, we need to make people get the vaccine. And so now she's talking about masks, and she says that cloth masks are a little more than facial decorations. We'll play that in a little bit, but it just goes to show you that, okay, so which one is it? You know what I mean? Like, that's my question. It can't be everything. masks can't be the thing to save me, but also when you want to convince me to get a booster or a second booster or a third booster, masks don't matter. Nothing you're saying anymore makes any sense because it's all contradicting itself. Are masks the thing that are going to save us when we're in an airplane, or do they do nothing? Because if they do nothing, why have we been having five-year-olds wear them outside and sit down on the concrete to eat their lunch every day in New York City? If masks don't do anything. And if you knew that all along, Dr. Lena Wen, why are you waiting until right now? Oh, is this the Dr. Fauci thing where you tell us the amount of information you think we can handle? You think us poor, illiterate, strung out people can handle? That's what I'm gathering from all of this. Is that maybe we can't, we're not privy to certain information because they think that if we get that information, we'll make the wrong decision. So rather than tell us from the beginning these masks are pointless, which Fauci has said before, rather than tell us that, they have to say, no, these masks are going to save your life. And then it makes you think, okay, so if you want us to wear the masks, but you know that they're pointless, so the masks aren't actually going to protect us, why do you want us to wear the masks? Ah, so you can get us to wear the masks so that we're doing what you told us to do. And it comes back to the theory that a lot of people have said, which is this is not about health. This is not about transmission. This is about submission. And if masks are nothing more than facial decorations, I'm starting to think that they like this symbol. They like that the waitresses and the waiters have to wear the masks and the celebrities don't. They like that AOC can go to the Met without a mask on, but the person letting her into the venue has to wear a mask. It's a class symbol to them. That's the only thing I can think of. It's a power symbol.
So I think if we take the doctor's advice on this, if you're wearing a cloth mask, doesn't do anything. Take it off. Take it off for your own safety and for the safety of those around you, right? That's what I'm getting from this. If it's a cloth mask, just take it off. It's the science-y thing to do.
I'm just following the science. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on this. Today's poll question is brought to you by Heart Transportation in Maine. Heart Transportation is hiring drivers with full benefits and no vaccine mandates. Apply today at heartdrivers.com. That's H-A-R-T-T drivers.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
What should the Bidens name their new cat? Malarkey, Dr. Two Scoops, Chairman Meow, Corn Pop, Brandon, Furisma, or Amtrak?
I'm going to stay with Furisma. I like my pick. Furisma, it's cute. It incorporates the cat. It also incorporates the family business. I don't have a problem with it.
Furisma is tied with Amtrak at 7%.
Are you joking me, guys? Listen. No joke. Come on, man. You got to vote for Furisma. This was my invention.
Not a joke.
What's in the lead?
In the lead is Brandon at 35%. Second place, 27%, Chairman Meow.
You know, if something has to be in the lead, I'm not mad that it's Brandon. I like the idea of supporting. I like the idea of saying, let's go, Brandon. As a criticism of Joe Biden. And then at the same time, this is the depth of this chant. At the same time, I'm supporting the feline community. And to me, you can't beat that. Mark, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, listen, you know, I've been... all this mask stuff is... you know, there isn't a mask made that we could all wear and that is going to stop the transmission of COVID.
Right.
Can I give you an analogy?
Yeah.
Okay. A micron, the average size of COVID is 0.03 of a micron. Now, to give you an idea, a micron is 1/1,000,000th of a meter. So, you know, it's really crazy, all this mask stuff. And
yeah.
I would really like...
Well, Mark, I don't want to cut you off. We're running out of time here, but I know what you're saying, because a lot of people have pointed this out, that, you know, short of, you know, sneezing a snot at someone, this mask isn't going to catch much. That we've known that all along, but it doesn't mean we should stop wearing them, Mark. I hope that's not what you're suggesting. 844-500-4242. We'll take more calls when we return.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget, we have 2A Tuesdays with Toby Leary coming up at 2 o'clock. You have that to look forward to. Get your questions ready. We were just talking a little bit about Dr. Lena Wen. She was on CNN talking about the Omicron surge. And she said something very interesting about masks. I want to play it for everyone here. This is Dr. Lena Wen, Cut 8.
I would say that if you choose to go, make sure that you're vaccinated and boosted. Make sure that you're wearing a mask, even though it's outdoors. If there are lots of people packed around you, wearing a 3-ply surgical mask, don't wear a cloth mask. Cloth masks are little more than facial decorations. There's no place for them in light of Omicron. And so wear a high-quality mask, at least a 3-ply surgical mask.
Facial decorations? Wait, hold on a second. These facial decorations were supposed to be the thing that was saving us for the last 10 months.
The droplets.
Did anyone think that might have been important? I know the plexiglass didn't work out. I saw the study in the Boston Globe that the plexiglass actually made things worse. But the masks?
I mean, don't do what we've told you to do for 2 years is a really bold strategy. Well, at this point.
Jared, did you see this this guy at the airport? He was like taking photos. It was the craziest Twitter thread I've ever seen.
Oh, is that the guy that... As he was on the airplane and he asked the guy behind him to pull his mask up or whatever.
Yes.
I will read this
in a second. But first, let's go to the callers. Allie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Allie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just have an idea about people are split on this mandate because I went to work today and I was asking. And I think a lot of people are just being intellectually dishonest with themselves and they can't admit that they were lied to, essentially, like all of us, because we all were told this vaccine's 94% effective and it's turning out you can still get it and you can still spread it. And instead of just admitting, you know, I lied to and next time I'm going to be a little more suspicious and take my time and not jump into this vaccine, instead they're doubling down and they're saying, you know what, you should get the booster, you have to wear the mask and you have to show your papers if you want to go into the same restaurant as me.
Right. I think that's a very good point, Allie. And I think this conversation about people not being able to look at this and say, listen, I bit hard. That's how Jared always puts it. He knows some people who bit hard on this COVID thing. And I want to make something very clear. And I try to say this as often as I can. I'm in no way downplaying that people lost people due to this. We lost a lot of elderly. Some people who had pre-existing conditions died from COVID, and my heart breaks for all of those people. However, we've gotten to a point in society where we have let this kind of play on our worst instincts of like irrational fear and anxiety, and we can't read the data anymore. And Allie is absolutely right. Rather than those people say, okay, so at first I was panicking. I thought the world was going to end. But now in light of all of this new information, I'm realizing that I can go on with my life, or I can at least let other people go on with their lives in some sort of normal, healthy way. They would rather, because of their pride, I think what Allie's hitting on is it's a pride thing. It's a hubris thing. It's not wanting to say, all right, maybe I was a little off. And I had a few months ago, I had David Marcus on, and I love how David Marcus writes. He had this great piece about how we have to break free of all of these COVID restrictions. And he was on the show and I was talking about how people are getting so crazy with this. And he kind of stopped me and he said, we have to give people a little bit of grace. If we want people to come back to the normal side, we have to give them the grace to say it was a different time. We didn't know everything about this. We've learned more. You know, it is what it is now. But that's not what's happening. These people aren't asking us like, oh, okay, I was a little off base. Let's go back to normal. Instead, they're saying, mask the kids. Have the kids sit on the ground. Have them separate. You know, it's like this guy walking around the airplane asking the stewardess to be the mask police. So there's no accountability. There's no admittance of like, oh, maybe I was wrong.
And I liked what Allie said, too, about being intellectually dishonest with themselves. Like, this is a... a personal experience. I was around somebody last week or the week before who turns out tested positive for COVID, had the vaccine, had the blah, blah, blah. You know, still tested positive for COVID. So I was going to be around some family members. You know, it's the holiday season. So I was like, all right, well, there's going to be some elderly people there. So, you know, maybe I should go get the test, even though the tests have like a terrible rate or whatever. And somebody who was, again, bit hard on this said, oh, no, well, that, you know, the gestation period and this and that, I don't think you really need to get tested. So I looked at him and I said, listen, am I supposed to take this seriously or am I not supposed to take this seriously? Because it's like there's parts of it they want you to go completely serious with. But then when you say,
when
all
it's
right,
inconvenient
you know
for them, they say, never mind.
Exactly. No, no, you don't have to do that. It's like, well, I don't because like you told me I had to.
Yeah.
So,
well, Jared, I think what you just hit on, and this is something my dad has said since the beginning of this, is COVID can be whatever you want it to be. Like, if you don't want to go to something, it's too dangerous because of COVID. If you want to go to an award show with fancy people, everyone's been tested. Suddenly the tests are okay. You know, if you want to travel to a fancy wedding in Antigua, you know what? I have my vaccine passport and you have to get tested 5 days before. Forget the fact that in those 5 days you can get the virus. That goes out the window. It's because this looks like something I want to do now. So now it makes sense. Jared's absolutely right. They want, it's like a la carte COVID. Oh, I want to take this mandate now. And then tomorrow when I want to get married in New York City at like a Getty wedding with like the oil heiress, maybe that won't count anymore. That's what's happening here. And I just want to read this from Ben Shapiro because I saw this this morning and I thought he really hit the nail on the head. He said, I'm sorry if you have been so emotionally crippled by the government response to this virus that you are unable to read basic data, but that is no reason to embrace insane authoritarian measures against your fellow Americans. Masking children, masking with cloth on planes, requiring 20-year-olds to triple vax in order to go to the gym, forcing people to vaccinate in order to work their jobs. None of this will stop the virus. None of it is intended to do so. Jen Psaki likes to talk a lot about intentions. That's not what we intended. The intention here is not to stop the virus, because if you've been paying attention since day one, you would know that this is not going to stop it. Nick, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, how you guys doing? Hey, as of on December 7th, the Massachusetts Department of Health admitted that there have been 88,968 breakthrough cases. As of December 4th, okay? That jumped up, by the way, 11,000 2 days prior to that on the 4th, right? Unfortunately, in that bunch of breakthrough cases, in quotes, 647 fully, and that's all also obviously vaccinated people, died from COVID. So I see one particular day, it went up 61 deaths in that category. So who do they think they're fooling? In my estimation, this vaccination is an incubator that extends the life of the virus inside vessels who happen to be human beings. There's no other answer.
Hold on. I don't know that to be true. Let me first of all say that. I got vaccinated. I think what we've actually seen, Nick, is that if you get vaccinated and you get COVID, you have a less severe case of COVID. Now, what Nick's saying, everyone's got different theories. I'm not going to try to paint anyone as a conspiracy theorist because I understand what that feels like just because you have a different thought. Maybe in 2 weeks, Nick will end up being right. Who knows? But I just got to be a little careful, Nick, because I want people. For a long time, I tried to figure out how to tackle this because you don't want to shut down any conversations. And, you know, we just let Nick say what he said, and that's his opinion. But what I'd always like to make clear is, If you really want to get to the bottom of it, ask your doctor. Go to your doctor. Ask your doctor what they think. I know a woman who's struggling with Lyme disease. She does not want to get the vaccine. Her doctor said, you should not get the vaccine. You are already kind of in a tough spot with your medical history. Don't throw anything else at your body right now. Don't get it. I think that's great that she went to her doctor, not her radio host, not some blog, but her doctor. I'm all for that. But I think what Nick is hitting on a little bit there is that we don't talk enough about herd immunity and natural immunity, because there's been studies done that natural immunity is a lot more robust than the immunity you get from the vaccine. So why has this administration been not just ignoring natural immunity, but downplaying it. Like, in fact, if you have natural immunity and you're a nurse or something, obviously a lot of those people have natural immunity. They've been at the front lines of this back when they were heroes before they got fired. Why do you have to get the vaccine as well if you already have natural immunity? A lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense.
And viruses, you know, sort of to Nick's point, viruses do mutate based on obstacles in their way.
Yes.
The same way like antibacterial hand soap, if it's used too much, eventually bacteria becomes immune to it and mutates. So again, if...
Yeah, he wasn't out of bounds at all.
No, so that's the thing. So, I mean, it is possible that all of this mass vaccination all at once, instead of rolling it out in waves, could have somehow forced this virus to evolve or change, in the words they like to use. I mean, we just don't know. And it's sacrilege to ask that question, which is insane.
Yeah, no, you're right, because science has always been about asking questions.
Right. It's like the meme. What if I told you that questioning science is science?
Right. And another thing he pointed out about the breakthrough cases is, yeah, Nick's welcome to say that on our show, that a lot of these breakthrough cases are people who are fully vaccinated. But if he were to write that on Twitter, he might get banned.
Right.
Because it's disinformation. And his point and Jared's point, and I'm sorry if I ever seem like paranoid about medical stuff. I just want to be very careful. We have a huge platform where I just try to be as careful as possible. But your point about these viruses mutating because of the vaccines makes me wonder, and again, this is just me wondering, that if maybe we had given this to the elderly and to the vulnerable, whether it be people with comorbidities, and we hadn't given it to, say, the 20-year-olds who are, you know, fit and going to the gym, if this would have been different, if the virus would have kind of burned itself out. Just a thought. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. But these are all questions that we keep seeing pop up. And it's very concerning how a part of our society shuts this down very, very quickly. I want to read a couple of these here, Jared, if I can. This is Aiden on Twitter. He's got a mask on.
He would be named Aiden.
I've asked the gentleman behind me to please cover his nose politely and was laughed at. No action at all from the staff members I've asked to support. After 2 years, we're all tired of this, but this is why we can't have nice things. Update! I asked the gate agent, who is responsible for enforcing the federal mask mandate? The gate agent must have been like, oh, God. Lord, is my shift over yet? Because I feel unsafe taking a six-hour flight with these people. These people.
And get off the plane!
Wonder if these people are from West Virginia. And returning home to my partner, who was supposed to travel to see her mother, who works in a nursing home. Apparently, all of us are responsible for enforcing the federal mask mandate. Why are you... Oh, then he says, spotted. Now he just starts taking pictures of random people in the airport. People who are sitting down, enjoying a coffee, you name it. Spotted in the United Terminal. I've been in 4 airports this week. This is like the Gossip Girl of masking. Spotted. Serena without a mask. And far more travelers flaunt the mask regulations in U.S. airports versus the Canadian ones. Classic liberal trying to say, oh, you prefer the Canadian airport so much? Good. Go ahead. Hang out there then. I hope I'm not sitting next to her on this red eye. And the number one response underneath was, why are you traveling if you are this afraid? Or is it really that you like being able to call people out on what you believe they should be doing? Stay home and stop demanding others cater to your fear. I'm done catering to people's fears.
Yeah, and I did bring this up a while back, but for people who don't have any type of control in their lives, over people who don't have any type of magnificence, people who are in a rut, this was a way for them to feel like they were important, to feel like they're helping society in some way. And those people just go nuts for this and they can't let go of that. You know, it's like, this is the contribution I can make.
But it's like, go clean up your local park.
Yeah, but they're above that, though. That's the liberal mindset. They're above this task. This is for masks and boat people and West Virginians to do.
I don't know. I have some ideas for these people. I'm going to come up with a list of things I think these people could do that would better be better use of their precious time than bothering the flight attendants on United about masks. If I'm one of these flight attendants, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Take a pack of Cheez-Its, go sit down, and shut up. I don't want to see you for the rest of the flight. You know what this reminds me? I remember in Home Alone when she tells him to go upstairs. She says, Kevin, I don't want to see you for the rest of the night. And he looks at her and goes, I don't want to see you for the rest of my life. Even as a kid, I was like, whoa, that is harsh, bro. 844-500-4242. It wouldn't be Christmas week without a little Home Alone. We'll be back. We'll take more of your calls. We're going to keep talking about this. Also, I have a story on Biden's historic low approval rating, and I think that's a nice way to finish off the hour. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the whiskey priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. A new NPR PBS poll found that Biden's approval rating has sunk to 41%. Biden's most recent approval rating is a slight decline from 42% in a poll released on December 9th. Just a quick update for anyone who's keeping track at home. John from the South Shore, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace. Good to talk to you, as always. You know, I just wanted to, first of all, say that Michelle Wu is going to make Boston a no-go zone. I feel very badly for restaurant owners that I know in Boston, but I'm certainly not going to support anything involved with her. And the shame of it is she's going to hurt businesses. The other thing I wanted to say as a reminder to your audience and to you, and I know that you know this, you know, the pandemic and the vaccine hesitancy, all of that was politicized and polarized right from the beginning, only by Democrats. Kamala Harris saying that she wouldn't take the vaccine if it came out under Trump. Now they're actually blaming, pushing the vaccine and blaming people that don't take the vaccine, saying that it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But yet she made that statement. If you recall, several Democrats, high Democrats, made that statement that they would not take the vaccine if it came out under Trump. Now, I don't believe it's a real vaccine, but I do believe it's an immunity boost, especially if you're unhealthy. I took the vaccine because of my age and because of some health problems that I have. And I also took it because it came out under Trump.
Yeah.
And I you know, he's my president. But they politicized all of it. And, of course, Dr. Fauci put the politicization of the vaccine and the pandemic on steroids. He's a disgrace.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, John. Joy Reid said she wouldn't get it. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of these brilliant Democrat minds said they couldn't trust the vaccine. And then right after, they started calling people morons and grandma killers who didn't want to take it. Amazing how quickly that turned around. 844-500-4242. Two-Way Tuesday's up next.